Let all mortal flesh keep silence, and with fear and trembling stand. During this Advent season, as this is the posture that we are taking. As we look into this ancient hymn, we see a Jesus that is beyond our comprehension. Both true God and true man. And before this Jesus, we take this time to ponder this divine mystery. And there are probably times in our lives that it may be easier to accept either Christ's divinity or Christ's humanity. But at all times, he is King of Kings, yet born of Mary. This is the very Lord of all the earth found in this tiny infant. The most powerful being in the universe confined to something so weak. Fragile. How many people do you know who are afraid to hold infants? I'm sure you know a fair number of people that are afraid to hold a baby. And it's not because they're not cute. It's because you're afraid to break them, aren't you? And babies are so fragile. But this is our God. This is how he chose to come to us. This is how he came and made himself known to us. The Christ child, Jesus. As of old, on earth he stood. This child that was just born in Bethlehem, but he's the one that stood before the creation of the world. As we read every Christmas in the Gospel of John, this is the Word that was in the beginning. The very breath of creation. Our God walked in the beauty of Eden and was there when it all fell apart. And now our God takes the likeness of man. Our God becomes a human being. Why? If he stood at creation, if he had already come down, then why on earth would he stoop so low as to become one of us? Now, don't get me wrong. I think I'm pretty awesome. But in comparison to the God of the universe, the one who created all things from nothing and reigns as King and Lord from now into eternity, yeah, it's a little bit of a demotion. So why? What did God possibly have to gain by becoming a man? God didn't have anything to gain. God had absolutely nothing to gain. He didn't come down to earth to take on human flesh to gain anything. He became a man so that we might gain everything. It's pretty simple, actually. In Martin Luther's Large Catechism, he describes some of these divine mysteries like this. God, He does it all so that he might become my Lord. He does none of these things for himself. He has nothing to do with him and has everything to do with us. On this earth, as a man, Jesus became subject to all the same complications that we are. same pains, the same temptations, the same expectations. And now we live in a world today that is hesitant to believe that there's any such thing as sin in the world. And yet this foul odor of sin fills our nostrils everywhere we go. There's no escape, and yet still so many are too keen to ignore this hidden blade in their side that is killing them. Jesus became a man to take all of that away because we can't. Romans chapter 5, verses 18 through 19. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by one, or by as the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous. Through one man, sin and death came into the world. And through one man, righteousness and life are restored. Jesus, the man that stands where we fall, he is the one who succeeds where Adam failed. He was there that day. He saw the temptation in the eyes of Adam and Eve. He saw the sin take hold of their hearts, and he was there when one simple act condemned all of mankind. It would take one more simple act to redeem all mankind. So what act could undo the curse of sin? What could possibly be done for us that we might be redeemed from death and be given life? How about the death of a righteous man? What if someone were to come along that could do everything that God commanded of his people? What if there was a man that was without sin? And what if that man took the punishment of our sin? The wages of sin is death. And that is the payment that Christ paid for your life. Lord of lords, in human vesture, in the body and the blood, he will give to all the faithful his own self for heavenly food. Jesus did more than live the life that we could not. Jesus died on our behalf. Jesus gave you his very own body and his blood to cover over all of your sins and iniquities. This is what Christ has done for you and for me. And so, Jesus became a man. And he was born in this world to stand in your place. The God of the universe took on human flesh so that it could be broken. Jesus Christ, born to die, so that you and I might live. And it's that sacrifice that we celebrate and remember when we come and gather and we receive Holy Communion. As we eat that bread and we drink that wine, we eat and drink the very body and blood of Jesus. The same body and blood that was freely given to you that day as he died on the cross. And in that body and blood, there is forgiveness of sins. and life to the fullest. And so every time we receive that gift, as we come to the altar to receive Christ's body and blood, we are reminded, Christ came down for you. He became a man for you. This gift comes to you out of no merit or worthiness of your own, but out of God's own perfect love for you. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, Heavenly Father, we are humbled that you would take the form of a human. You, who are God of the whole universe, would belittle yourself, humiliate yourself, and take on our likeness. Not that you had anything to gain, not of anything that you would do for yourself, but that you would make us your own sons and daughters, that through your Son, who came as a human, as a tiny infant, that in his death and in his resurrection, we would receive the inheritance of life that is his. Lord, we pray now you prepare our hearts and minds in this Advent season for the coming of your Son Jesus, both as the little infant in the stable, in the manger, but also as the King coming on the clouds of heaven on that last day. Pray you be with us and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.